Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
He is one of Singapore's most prolific composers. His works draw on Singapore's rich musical traditions and cultures. Eric Watson learned the piano and violin growing up in the UK. He moved to Singapore in 1991. He's an outstanding body of work. It's been performed by the SSO, Singapore Chinese Orchestra, Chinese and Malay ensembles, and his work has been featured at two National Day parades. He is the Cultural Medallion recipient for 2019. We're speaking to composer, conductor, musical technologist and educator Eric Watson. Congratulations, Eric. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us, what does winning this award mean to you?
Well, it's an affirmation, really, in many ways, of the work that I've been doing here, and actually of also the work that I've been doing with other musicians. I mean, we're part of a community, really, although at the moment I'm just that little bit more prominent, perhaps, but it's part of a community, and really this is something for everybody, I feel.
That's wonderful. I hear that you believe strongly that practicing musicians have a duty to give back to the community.
Well, yes, I've always believed in this. It can be in various ways. I mean, even just contributing more music, for instance, but teaching, passing on your knowledge, mentoring when it's possible, because there's so much about music performance which is intensely practical.
Mm.
And you may read about it, but unless you do it and have someone say to you, well, let's try it a different way, it doesn't really sink in terribly well, I think.
Yes. As someone in the creative sphere, I totally get that. Practitioners, very different from reading it, you know, that learn and lived experience. Well, speaking of living, you were born in Wales, yes?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So how's a Welshman make his way to Singapore?
Oh, very tortuous route, really. Having said that, I was born in Wales, but in fact, I moved up to northeast Yorkshire when I was, like, around about 3 to 4 years old. Lived in a place called Middlesbrough, big steel town at that time, actually. And then my family moved about a lot. We moved down to the Midlands, and then eventually I became a student, and I moved to London. And then I became, after about 3 or 4 years, a touring musician. So I moved all the way around the country. So when I say a torturous route, it really is. Yes, finally, I ended up coming out to this part of the world.
How would you describe your music for the listener who's tuning in for the first time and they've just learnt that you've walked away with our Cultural Medallion Award? How would you describe what sort of music you put out to the world?
Well, first of all, I actually try to reconcile different influences and bring them together in the music in a way that doesn't compromise or patronize the source from which it comes. And also, I do often have the audience in mind when I'm writing music, so I try not to level it at a point where it's difficult to approach. So I think these are conscious decisions I made fairly early on in my compositional life. I like it to be tuneful. People like tunes. I work on rhythm a lot, but particularly what I'm interested in is color.
Mm.
The colour of instruments. And I think this is why I've become so much attracted to the music this region, because every single country in this region has a different flavour to the music, a different colour to the sound of it, a different way of putting it together. And that interests me intensely. And I like to bring some of that experience, if I can, into my compositional approach.
Wonderful. So an eye on the audience, an act of bringing together, reconciling different traditions with deep respect for each. That's tough.
Yeah, it doesn't always succeed, I have to say. But, you know, if you don't experiment, if you don't try these things, if you don't follow sometimes your curiosity, then nothing ever happens.
Does new music interest you?
Oh, yes. I listen to quite a lot of new music, actually. Various, very many kinds. I've got quite eclectic tastes, so I listen to really a wide range of music.
Can you describe to us your process for composition?
It depends, really, what I'm composing for is the first sort of thing. So if it's a commission and someone wants a particular thing, then I'm going to start doing a little bit of research and thinking about that area. Then at some particular point, I normally have to think about the quality of the sound, actually really very early on, that I want to achieve. And that may come from the ideas from the commission. So, for instance, I was asked to write a piece which involved a Dietze ensemble, quite a large Dietze ensemble, but with solo flutes. And I thought, how on earth am I going to make this work in some way? And coincidentally, I happened to come across a video, which was a flock of starlings. Now, I recommend you, at some point, you have a look at this on the internet, because the flocks come together, they coalesce, they disperse, It's an incredible experience just to watch it visually speaking. I thought, now how do I translate that into music? Because I've got all these flutes, plus flutes from different countries to deal with. And I came up with the idea of the migration of birds going across different countries, allowing me then to explore with that country's flute some ideas of the music, plus against the background of a Dietzer ensemble.
What a beautiful metaphor. The migration of birds. Yeah, you think of that precise precision and the coordination.
Exactly that, yes.
Oh, beautiful. We're speaking with the winner of the Cultural Medallion for 2019, Eric Watson, widely recognized as one of the most prolific composers Singapore has had, and he also shares his understanding of music as an educator as well. How do you settle on titles for your pieces? You mentioned one, The Migration of Birds.
Sometimes the titles actually come at the beginning, sometimes they come halfway through, and sometimes they come at the end.
So you're not led by your titles.
So I'm not necessarily led by
music.
Correct, that's right. But on the other hand, you know, if something particularly grabs my imagination, and of course The Migration of Birds was one of those, then it can lead, really help to lead the compositional process. The first piece I wrote for the Singapore Chinese Orchestra was actually for a competition. And the brief was actually to music which had some link with the Nanyang.
Nanyang.
So at first, I had no title of that. I mean, I had all sorts of ideas, the Nanyang experience, Xiamen, and all these sort of things. So the first thing I had to do really was to explore, to do some research, what it was, what it meant, the people involved. As I was doing the research, I came across a lot of stories of families that would come from China, from Xiamen, from Fujian province, but not just from China, but from other countries as well. And you could see how their lives began to intermingle in Singapore or Southeast Asia, and the different threads would come together. So at one point, you've got the Peranakan sort of influence coming together, but they still had links back in China. So there was these threads of colour. And I thought, wow, this is like a tapestry. So that was the title. As soon as I said that, it actually came to me.
So
tapestries.
Fascinating, yeah. To get to the minds of artists and figure out how they put together their work. You know, it's never linear, is it?
Very good point, actually. It's very rarely linear. Yeah. The end result might seem linear.
Yes.
But in fact, quite often, it's just kind of a spotty... spotty way of
messy.
Working. Yes, it is. It is messy, actually. At least I find it so. But then at some point, normally... I find that the composition begins to take on a life of its own and then leads me in directions. And I kind of look forward to that because I know I've got something really working here when that happens.
Are you still exploring different cultures through music?
Well, I most certainly am, actually. In fact, I've just come back from Korea just a week or so ago, where I was working with a very interesting orchestra called the Asian Traditional Orchestra. And that composed of musicians from every ASEAN country, plus a contingent of Korean musicians. But the instruments they were playing were their country's ethnic instruments. So there are no Western instruments, apart from a couple of percussion instruments. No Western instruments there at all.
And how would you describe that colour?
At the moment, Rojak is one of my favourite words.
Rojak!
I think
it's hungry this morning.
It's very, quite. Yeah, it's very apt. Because actually reconciling them is an enormous job. They have different tuning systems, they have different ranges, all sorts of differences, different ways of thinking about the music. And so it's quite a challenge, but it's a challenge that it's possible to, with collaboration and understanding and conversation, you can actually deal with it, you know, and something good comes out of it.
A different approach to harmonics or...
A different approach, yes. That's actually made me rethink my approach in several times in that direction as I realised, hang on, this sounds rather good. Now, I can hear what they're doing and how they're doing it. I've never really thought of that. You know, this is for me one of the benefits. I find that I'm always being refreshed. Something comes back to me from all these different sources, you know.
How exciting. You're 73 years old.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, last time I looked.
Last time you checked. But music's still part of your life, and do you intend to keep teaching, or has retirement ever come to the picture?
People ask me if I'm retired, and my usual answer is, well, musicians don't retire.
I love that.
They just gently fade away.
We needed a musical joke this morning. I love that. Eric, you're a teacher in this sphere. Do you think that creativity is something that can be taught?
That's an interesting question, and I've given this a lot of thought. In some ways, I have to say that my answer is both yes and no. Someone down saying, teach me to be creative, I mean, where do you start? How it's almost impossible. However, I strongly believe now that creativity actually follows on to curiosity. And curiosity, because it's a more concrete thing in some ways, you can develop in people, encourage them to look at things, to explore things, to widen their horizons. And I firmly believe that from that comes creativity. I'll give you a concrete example.
Yes, please.
Living in Singapore, I go to a restaurant with friends, perhaps, and one of them says to me, oh, that's a nice flavor. I wonder how they got that. That's for me is the spark. I wonder how. It's curiosity is kicked in. And then maybe you go back home and you try it yourself and you make mistakes, but you get somewhere with it and maybe you produce something entirely new. Maybe a fusion. That's sort of the culinary buzzword at the moment.
Wonderful.
So you see, curiosity for me is kind of the progenitor of creativity.
So follow the curiosity. It can be too much of a burden to think, okay, I have to suddenly be creative.
Well, exactly. It is a burden. I mean, you say that, go on, be creative about this. I think, how, what, where?
But you've given us a key this morning. Follow the question. What do you hope that our future generation of musicians will keep in mind?
I certainly think they keep in mind their heritage, because it's a wonderful heritage, and it comes together in Singapore in so many lovely ways, in actual fact. What I was saying just now about widening horizons and curiosity, I think, is the most important thing to develop and to bring down to the next generation. That and the opportunity to respectfully explore and collaborate with other people. I'd like to see that develop in a much more concrete fashion.
Well, congratulations, and it's been an honor speaking with you. Eric Watson, Cultural Medallion recipient for 2019 here on Influence. Thank you for being on.
Thank you. I'm honored too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.